Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94 of Green Lake, died peacefully on August 23rd at her home. Graveside services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Shirley Anderson is survived by her children, Charles Anderson, Kevin Anderson, and Timmy Anderson. 4 grandchildren, sisters, Bertha King and Judy Shireman, and by many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake. Judith Fairby, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judy Fairby is survived by 2 daughters, Deanna Daly of Richland Center and Diana Austin of Sun Prairie, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, brother-in-law Doug Weege of Madison, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Judith Fairby, 87, of Richland Center. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel, died on August 25th at his home. Private family funeral services will be held today at the Boscobel Cemetery in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel. Sherry Blackwell, age 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, recently died. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held on Saturday from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell is survived by her son, Scott and Elizabeth Blackwell, 3 granddaughters, many other relatives and friends. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Goebel is survived by 2 sons, Brian and Susan Goebel of Bear Valley, and David and Cassie Goebel of Salt Lake City, Utah. 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 2 brothers, James and Monica Deaver of Richland Center and Gary and Kenda Deaver of Richland Center. Best friend, Jane and Clark Morrissey. Many cousins, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died August 22nd at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. Betty Turnipseed is survived by many nieces and nephews. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Joseph Joe Pa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died August 25th as a result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held on Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joe Palfrey is survived by his parents, Joseph and Jackie Palfrey, brother Matthew Mortensen, sister Vanessa Palfrey, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Joseph Joe Pa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center.